are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
So let's get started. Al, the difficult conversation, you know, when you pull someone aside and you say, okay, it's not working out, how do we avoid having that conversation? I know I don't want to be doing this day in and day out, certainly not why I'm in business.
Well, you say it in a great way, Al. It puts us on the right track right off the thing is, how do we avoid the difficult conversation? And for me, I remember as a kid being in my dad's shop, there was a great poster on the wall from the insurance company. You see this person escaping the swamp and an alligator chomping. And underneath it, it says, it's hard to remember the objective is to drain the swamp when you're butt deep in alligators.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So for me, one of the goals was always to have to make that difficult conversation. And for us, we were a union shop. And one of the things for us was that we had to have some sets of discipline. One of the difficult things that guys do out there, which we're all guilty of, is we just give them another warning and another warning and another warning. We're up to the 23rd warning, and they walk in that one day, and boom, that's it. I'm 24, you're out. And it's so inconsistent, so unfair to everybody. So one of the things that I teach with the clients that I work with is the steps of discipline. Now, my shop was three steps of discipline because I was a man. But the shops that I work with, who I love, they tend to want to do four steps. You know what, Al? I don't really care.
If you're a wimp, you can do four steps.
You can do four steps, okay. But four steps only. So let me talk about what those steps are for a minute.
Okay.
One is we close the door, come on in, we're going to talk about whatever that is. Now, the better you do on objective information, what I mean is not your opinion, subjective. So let me give you an illustration, if you will.
Okay.
Ellen, you're not dressed right today.
No, I look great.
No, Ellen, you're not dressed right today.
No, I'm thinking I'm looking sharp.
Well, that's not the colors that we wear here.
No, this is red, right? Is this red?
Well, that's not really the red, though. And you can see how we can go on and on. And it's all opinion.
I've had that conversation.
Yeah, and it's a difficult one.
Yeah, and I'm smart enough that if I'm on the other side, I might get you so confused that I walk out the door and still keep my job.
That's it. You can certainly get maneuvered. So here's two ways that I would say to combat that. One is to create an operations manual that details what you wear, what shirt, what dress, what shoes, what everything else. And one of the keys to that, L, is that you have to have them initial off or sign off. And where this brainstorm came from is because I did it all the wrong way.
Okay, let me just get clear here then. So in order to avoid having the difficult conversation, one is we have to take people consistently through a series of disciplinary steps.
Yes.
Okay, and prior to that, we need to be very clear on what we're holding folks accountable to. So what you're describing with this operations manual is a written description of what I'm supposed to do?
Yep, if it's not written.
It's not real. You taught me that, Al.
There's no question about it. That really gets us out of this thing. Two basic flaws that all of us as contractors have, Al, is that we rely on verbal conversation. Now, who do I remember I spoke to 6 months, a year ago, 2 years ago, and what I said at that time? And even if I did, how can I hold anybody accountable to
it? I'm getting too old to remember stuff, Al.
It's impossible, and nobody's going to do it. So the next step we did is we tried to write memos. But they're really one-way conversation. And what that means is you just write it up, you type it. And when you get really angry, you stick it in caps.
Oh.
And when you really get mad, Al, you put it in color. At the end of the day.
Colored caps. Yeah. I'm serious about this memo.
Which has no teeth whatsoever. So one of the things we have to be careful about is this one-way communication. And what we learned is by creating an operations manual, which you have to initial or sign off on. Now, why do I keep coming back to this? Is because what I learned is this. If you have to.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.